Transition Santa Rosa is the latest local manifestation of a movement that began 6 years ago in England. It's an effort to create preparedness and self-sufficiency within individual towns and cities in the face of potential future shortages of fuel, food, and other essentials. Carol Schupman is one of the founding members of the new group.
It's a vision, a grassroots localization sustainability kind of vision, but it's different from some of the others because it includes this coming together of the concepts of peak oil, climate change, and economic instability, trying to work with all three of those concepts to find local solutions so that the people in your locality can have more resilience when these big changes come down.
A first step, adds John Duvall, another of the Transition Santa Rosa co-founders, is thoughtfully assessing the strengths and vulnerabilities of the community.
Where does the electricity come from? Where does the food come from? What's the educational system? How do we take care of our elders? All these different things. You look at the resources you have in your community, and then that helps you to know where you're okay, where you're strong and resilient, and where you're falling a bit short and really need to beef up aspects of your community.
And that quickly leads to the local food supply, says Schupman.
Hopefully at some point there will be some people who are interested in starting individual groups, like a group about food that wants to study what the local food situation is and what we could do already in this county if there was an emergency around food, and what we could do to improve that.
But one thing they want to avoid is duplication of existing organizations, initiatives, and programs.
We see ourselves as a networking organization to link this group up with this group, especially when their goals are somewhat similar or collaborative. Just try to build the community network so that everybody's working together, everybody's on the same page.
By gradually following the steps that have proved fruitful in the dozens of other communities that have embraced the transition approach, Duvall says, they hope to set in motion localized responses to the coming challenges, then let those new efforts take precedence.
In the early stages of transition movements, they are basically consciousness-raising organizations that show movies and have speakers and things like that. And then as you move into a more mature presence in the community, you start doing on-the-ground projects like helping people start gardens in their backyard, or maybe going to city council meetings to support the Sonoma Clean Energy Initiative and things like that. Ultimately, the long-range goal is really to spin off working groups around particular issues so that the original group can go away.
At the same time, he stresses, this is not a political initiative, but something intended to be as inclusive as possible.
I think it's important to reach out to people who maybe don't believe we have a problem with fossil fuels or don't believe in climate change, because they have the same interest. They need clean water. They need enough food. They need to be able to get around transportation-wise. And most centrally, they need their community to be strong and resilient. We hope that this can go beyond the realms of conventional politics.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.